When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates, everything within the K-pop realm. And I think we have a lot to talk about again this week.
When do we not?
As always, and every week. Let's see. I think I should remind you all that if you're tuning in, wherever you're tuning in for every streaming platform that we are available on, please give us a like, rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell. It always helps. And you could also actually get in touch with us on our Instagram.
On Instagram and TikTok. No. Just Instagram.
Well, I mean, our TikTok is there,
our
right?
Our TikTok is there. So they're both at Permission to Stand Podcast. But then send us DMs on Instagram only.
And we have a lot of posts of most of our concert videos and everything that we usually do and film in the K-pop world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think with that said, I should probably give a little breakdown of what's to come. Of course, we talk about comebacks, but we have a lot of stuff to talk about. There's actually a lot of different interesting events going on here in the U.S. of A. And a couple, like, even globally, I guess you could say. We're going to be talking, of course, NewJeans, aespa. We'll be covering some Blackpink. We'll be covering some Twice because some juicy dating rumors. Mm-hmm. Actually, not rumors.
No, it's official.
Some dating truths.
Wait, is it official? Did they come out with it officially?
They officially did not want to make any comments
and wish them
the best.
Yes.
AKA yes.
Okay. They didn't deny it.
So there's, and then we have some G-Idle, of course, BTS, Stray Kids, and you'll see. We'll all find out together, right?
Mm-hmm.
We did have a lot of new girl group comebacks recently within the past week.
Four, I think.
Four that we actually talked about. Yeah, I think there's like a lot. There's just so many. But for like we're kind of around the same time, so we kind of checked all of those out. So we'll kind of recap that after we briefly talk about the comebacks that are coming up. As always, we have to remind everyone that sometimes it comes out a day earlier here in the West because it's like we live in the future, I guess, right? We're like a day ahead of when they release in Korea, right? So March 29th, we've talked about this before, Haley. You want to briefly remind everyone what's going on?
Yeah, for March 29th, J-Hope is releasing his album, Hope on the Street, Volume 1. So that's coming out soon.
And all those features, too. Mm-hmm. Super excited about that one. What else do we have there?
aespa is going to be coming out with their title track, Get Going. And it's for it's that OST.
Yeah.
With Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock, baby. Fraggle Rock. That would be really cool. Fraggle Rock, if you are not a boomer like us, it's one of those cool Muppet series back in the day. Let's see. So a lot of people are actually excited because that was the most randomest thing ever to have a collab with. But that's pretty cool. It's interesting. I'm curious to know like how exactly it's going to sound, like the song in the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when aespa had their Tetris collab,
right?
That was surprisingly a really good song. And I think it's actually one of my favorite songs, I'm not going to lie, from aespa. It's a really good song, to be honest. Let's see. Moving forward, April 1st. So, like always, our comebacks, we kind of go over briefly, like, in the next week-ish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that way we kind of have stuff to talk about in terms of comebacks, instead of going through, like, a whole month. But we have April 1st. We've finally reached April, Haley, already.
Oh, my goodness.
2024. Is moving
We're
by
almost the end of the year.
Fairly quick. But we have one of the big four debut groups having their first mini album, Baby Monster. Mm-hmm. Baymon.
And there's seven of them now.
There's seven. Mm-hmm. So Ahyeon is back, which is the, like the member that kind of looks a little bit like Garam. Mm. So Miss Garam. And the title track is called Sheesh.
Sheesh.
And
do people say that still?
And the teaser soundtrack-ish, whatever, came out for that song. And I'm not going to lie, I don't think it's my type of flavor, even though I, like...
It was only, like, 5 seconds.
It was not long enough for me to, get the full taste, so I'll have to wait, you're right.
I'm not judging it yet, because, what if the rest of the song sounds good?
And, I mean, it's YG, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, if they're kind of going for that type of sound, maybe, like, Blackpink or something, mm-hmm. I mean, there's...
Yeah, Black Hope, Pink but makes a lot of weird sounds in their songs.
That was interesting. It's like, sheesh. Like, sheesh, I was. That was interesting. So if you haven't checked that out, look it up and you'll know exactly what I am talking about. Let's see. We also have on April 1st, TXT.
Yes, with their sixth mini album, Deja Vu is their title track.
I mean, I feel like by the time this releases, mm-hmm. of course, they'll be touring after the release, right?
So yeah.
There's hope for MOA that they'll be performing some of these new songs for sure, right?
They will.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, look forward to that. I mean, we didn't get tickets. All tickets are already up and available. So if you're going, you're going.
Yeah, because I mean, are
they available? Oh no, not yet.
No, they go on sale tomorrow.
Yeah, they will be available.
The pre-sale was today.
They will be available very soon, and should be by the time you listen to this. So there you go. Let's see. April 3rd, Monsta X, their Mokne, I am, mm-hmm. actually has, because we know he's a soloist currently now, right? Mm-hmm. He has his third EP, which is crazy. It's already on his third EP, Off the Beat. And let's see. Kiss of Life, KIOF, first single album, Midas Touch. Mm-hmm. I've actually been seeing a lot of, advertisements for like signed albums and everything going on really? For Kiss of Life. So, I mean, I really like Kiss of Life too. Their songs are pretty damn good. Let's see. Since we're talking about Gen 5, right? We had a few Gen 5 debuts within this past week. It's been kind of busy in terms of girl groups, right?
Yes, they were all girl groups.
So, we have listened to all of them. We have.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to be biased towards HYBE, but the HYBE group has come out on top for me. Maybe for Haley too.
I mean, though.
Maybe for Haley also.
ILIT is honestly, out of all the groups that debuted, is the best.
Damn.
And I've been listening to their album ever since it released, like, nonstop. And it's like, no skip. Like, every single song is really good. There's only 4 songs, but still. Every single one is amazing.
It hits like the sound that I think Haley really likes, because it has like that type of like J-pop sound, but at the same time catchy enough, like K-pop catchy.
Yeah,
it's like a really good unique blend.
Plus, basically, like, their concept is very cute too.
Oh yeah, Haley loves that kind of concept. She can't get over Mocha's outfit.
Yeah, like, she looks like a live Lolita dance. Basically.
So I mean, put all that together, and you'll instantly get Haley as your stan.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, overall, I'm not trying to be HYBE biased, right? Like, yeah, I'm not a HYBE slave, but
under a different label and they had this same sound, I'd be like, yeah, this group is the best.
Like,
sounding
that you like, right?
Yeah.
That caters to our personal taste, you could say. But yeah, ILIT is definitely the one for me as well. Mm-hmm. And I've pre-ordered, I think I talked about it too. Like, I've pre-ordered the album.
Yeah.
I did not win the fan call. Neither did our friend Kevin.
It's
sad
okay.
news. It's okay because I had new jeans and that's all I needed. That's all I needed. I just needed my new jeans fan call. And that was freaking awesome to always wake up in the morning, or not even in the morning, just when I'm walking around the house and seeing the signed album on our wall, like in the central part of our house. So no matter what, I will see it. I see it multiple times a day and it puts a smile on my face. But we have 3 other groups we should talk about. Re:Scene. So this is that one that's from like a really smaller company. What do you think?
This is the one that I said sounded like Espa?
Yeah, it had like a little SM sounding stuff going on. It was not bad either. And I think
not bad.
Like visuals, they all are visually visual. I guess is the best way for me to put it. But overall, yeah, it was pretty decent. I feel like we really need to hear more songs, right? Instead of just listening to one or two to kind of have an idea. But I think at the same time, right, we kind of have an idea of what's going on. We did listen to Eunice or you and us. Eunice. I don't know. I think that's how, like, it's weird because it's spelled
with an.
It's spelled U N I S.
Is that what it's called? Like the and symbol?
I don't know. But it's spelled as U N I S, Haley. Yes. But at the end of the music video, they spelled it with U, that and sign, like for and. What did you call it?
I think that's what it's called.
Abobshmele. Okay. And it is, or us, or something.
IS.
So that's probably how you pronounce it. It's interesting because I mean, like, it was cool visually. It was like more like playful, right? It had all those like had a lot of
bubbly
effects and everything going on.
But in a space station?
They're the one group that has the most members, eight members. I think everyone else has like five, and the last one has four, which we'll get to right after this, of course. So there's eight members for this one. Two of them are from our motherland, from the Philippines, and it's
so obvious.
It was funny as fuck because it was funny because we were watching the music video, you know, zero expectations, and so like we like you know
we don't
as
know
everything
anything about them.
Yeah, zero knowledge really, except for the name of the group. And literally, when those two members popped up, like it triggered something in us. We're like, they look
Filipino.
They look, yeah, they don't just not look Japanese or Korean. They look Filipino.
And they were.
Looked it up. Yeah, 100% they're Filipino. So there you go. Represent those two from the Philippines. Because me and Haley at first, because I remembered actually our friend mentioned that there's a Filipino member in the group after we watched, like when we were watching it. I was like, oh, maybe that's the Filipino member. Then another girl popped up and I was like, we were like, she looks Filipino too.
Yeah, I was like, which one is Filipino?
Then you go on to K profiles, and lo and behold, two Filipino members. So there you go. So that's UNS ish, something like that.
UNS, I think.
We have one more, Haley. What's the last one?
Candy shop.
Yes.
Take me to the candy shop.
So when you the problem with a group called Candy Shop, especially if you're searching in like Western countries. A lot of other stuff pops up. There's a lot of songs with the word candy shop. And the number one thing that pops up is 50 Cent.
Of course.
Take me to the candy shop. So 50 Cent's going to pop up. It's kind of hard to find this group like on Spotify and K-pop. Apple Podcasts and all that. Yeah, you have to figure out what, or you put like maybe their entertainment company or something. They're the ones that actually, it like says on the bottom corner when you're watching it, this is the SBS group. So they have decent funding already, right?
Their music video is okay. That's, for me. I felt like there was just too much shit going on. Like, there was too many effects.
I feel like it's not even the I feel like the cutting of the video.
The way that was edited.
The editing was like cut after cut after cut. I'm like, I'm not even able to know what, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I can't like, there's like no like chance or time to like rest for like 5 seconds just to enjoy and see like what is actually going on. It's just like nonstop cut after cut.
I don't know.
And I mean, the sound was I liked it at first. Then it's just like all I remember is just repeating the same thing.
Like, right.
I can't even remember, but I just remember it was repeating.
Good girl.
A lot. Yeah, yeah, or something. I hope we're not mixing it up with another group, but yeah, I mean, it might be that one, but
I don't know.
But yeah, all in all, Islet is definitely the one that we have settled down on. So we'll see from
Islet
here on forth.
Islet is a group that we pretty much know the members' names already, but then
that's
like,
true actually.
So it's like that's the only group that I would learn names and like get into them as much. The other ones are just like, you know, I'm just going to listen to their song.
We just know the group name,
yeah.
Right? The thing is, like, I remember we talked about Are You Next a long time ago, like, when we, maybe, like, midway through, when this podcast
was. Yeah, it was ages
ago. When we were not even Permission to Stand podcast?
Probably.
We're probably still, like, Anna Munchies or something.
Well, because
back in the
they had talked about it after Island
finished, right?
And it took a while for them to.
Then Are You Next finally came out. So, yeah, like, it was, like, the island for the girl groups for HYBE. And yeah, I can't believe it. They debuted already. So it's been a while. To be honest, it doesn't feel like we've done this podcast for that long, but We've actually done this podcast for a while.
Well, not this particular podcast, but we started up with it in end of 2020.
Yeah, it was like during the we are beginning of 2021. We are pandemic baby mm-hmm. podcast, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's where we're at with all that stuff going on. I think we do have some events, and not just like because we're doing comebacks. We'll move on to like events going on in the world of K-pop. So aespa has announced mm-hmm. that they will. So I know they had this announced like just for Korea before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. And then you were sad about it.
I was sad about it. So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. aespa World Tour in cinemas worldwide. So that's awesome because it's not just in the U.S., but it says worldwide.
Yeah.
It's going to be April 24th, which is a Wednesday, but they'll also have a second showing April 27th, Saturday. So that's mm-hmm. really cool. I'm glad that they have two, mm-hmm. first of all. The really, really cool part that I'm excited about is like I feel like with almost every K-pop film
yeah.
that gets released here, they have a Screen X version.
They do.
Screen X, if you're not too familiar with, we watched this like for Top Gun. We watched the Blackpink concert, the BTS mm-hmm, ones. Mm-hmm. Like it's a really cool thing. So if you have one nearby you, because I mean we're just lucky and spoiled to live in LA. We have a plethora mm-hmm. of like really cool cinemas from Screen X to 4DX. Actually, they even have 4DX also, but I'll get to that in a second.
That would be so cool.
So Screen X is cool because it's like not just the front screen in front of you, but the walls, the left and the right side, also have like a continued film track. Like yeah. everything go like blends in together. So it's like
a surrounding you.
It's a cool like yeah like immersive experience. Mm-hmm. Like left, right, in the front. So. That's a really cool. If you never tried it out before, this would be a really cool one to check out because mm-hmm. they've been really cool. Watching all the K-pop ones that have Screen X that we've seen,
mm-hmm.
4DX is a little different. Haley's brother watched the BTS one for 4DX, right?
Yeah. Your
brother was dragged along by his fiance or wife or
girlfriend.
So
yeah, I mean, he said he really enjoyed it because it's cool. It's like a
thrill.
Ride.
It's like a literal thrill ride. So I need to drug myself because I am very sensitive to motion sickness.
I'm telling you now, if Stray Kids ever does one in 4DX, you are going because that'd be so freaking cool because their songs are so like hype.
That's why I'm going to die. Yeah. I would need to drug myself up. I need to probably put like a scopolamine patch. I need to pop like a Dramamine, a Bonine, and just get ready to for everything.
Because if they do have one, that's how I want to see it in 4DX. Because we weren't able to see the BTS one because it would get too
Do you want to explain what 4DX is to the people
4DX
then?
Is basically all your seats and everything move. It's like it shakes you around.
It's
basically.
Like a ride.
It is like a ride.
Yeah. So
and then they even like spray stuff if there's like water.
Yeah. So,
you
mean when the members are sweating.
Yeah, exactly.
There's smell, there's air. Mm-hmm. I don't know when they're blowing in your face, I guess. Exactly. So it's literally a 4D experience. Mm-hmm. So 4DX. So they have that for aespa. I wouldn't mind getting sweat on by aespa or getting blown in the face by Karina.
That'd be so fun.
But it's interesting, like, you know, like you're going to be moving along too. Mm-hmm. So it's like a thing about it this way, though. That's crazy because the films are usually like, you know, over an hour, mm-hmm. like maybe 2 hours. And it's yeah. like a thrill ride that for that
Hell
long.
Yes.
How will I survive, Haley?
I don't know. If you feel too dizzy, just stand up.
I feel like jump out or something.
Stand in the back.
But yeah, that's super exciting. So I'm glad we're getting this. Like, I guess it's like, you know, obviously from one of aespa's world tours. They're probably their recent one, right? Or maybe even like the older ones. It's possible because it's usually like a documentary plus they integrate the concert, right? Going back and forth, like with how Blackpink and.
Well, it depends because BTS wasn't. Theirs was just like the full on concert.
There was no interview. So mm-hmm. aespa does, because I saw some of the clips. The trailers did have a type of mm-hmm. interview. Because, I mean, that's what happened in 17.
Yes.
They mm-hmm. had the concert and they had like interviews in between, which
I
is cool.
I remember, and June wasn't there.
I mean, even Blackpink had it too. So that was really cool. Let's see. So that's happening again, April 24th and 27th. So find your local listings and everything before it sells out. Because, you know, this stuff kind of, it's so limited that, yeah. like, it's going to be hard to get seats later when it comes closer to the date. Another thing happening here in the U.S., Haley.
Yes.
Is D-Festa. We haven't brought this name up in so long.
Right, because I feel like this was, what, in 2022? How's
yes.
How's it been, like, two
so
years?
That's what's wild. So we've talked about D-Festa before.
Or, like, 2 years ago.
I forgot. Is D-Festa under... Is that it's this dispatch, right? Mm-hmm. Did you say dispatch?
Dispatch.
It's on the dispatch. No, so
these nuts.
So okay, dispatch. Getting too excited here, Haley. Dispatch has their D-Festa. Mm. D-Festa was this crazy, like, I guess
people it's were supposed calling to be like it like the hostage concert, basically.
But at the reason at why, the end of the year. Well, the reason why though is because they had so many big groups. Mm-hmm. It's like because this. Yeah, Haley, if you're going to say that, you have to give a little bit of background, yes. Some explanation. You want
to
do it?
Yeah, so like this concert was supposed to drop at the end of the year. And then basically Dispatch, because they're known as the media to announce like not scandals necessarily, but like dating updates and everything. So people were like, this is a hostage concert because they have all these groups and basically they're doing it because they don't want Dispatch to drop any dating rumors or like scandals or anything like
I'm sure Dispatch has a list
for
has
all
that
of
list
them.
For every member
yeah,
for
I'm
every
sure.
group
they probably know like, everything
oh yeah they're like I mean they're 100% they're in the know
so
for
like
what's
to
going
keep
on.
Them quiet they're like oh we'll perform for D-Festa instead
so yeah I mean that's what
that was like the running
that
joke
that
basically.
Was the nickname right yes. but mm-hmm. But overall like D-Festa's lineup if you never heard about this or didn't listen to us in 2022, like around April, whenever this was initially mm-hmm. announced, it's crazy. It's pretty awesome.
Right. I love pretty much all the groups that
the
are...
lineup. Here's a refresher. I think they're going to be using the same groups.
I think so too.
So, first off, yeah, we'll talk about this because I think we didn't really properly yet explain what is going on. But these are the groups: Enhypen, TXT, NCT Dream, NCT 127. New West, and a few big ones for us, in our eyes, right? That, you know, are huge for us. BTS.
Of course.
17.
Yep.
Twice.
Yep.
Stray Kids.
Yes.
So, you know, those last four, right? Mm-hmm. For us, especially. And yes, Twice is like
the only girl
female group.
I'm wondering why.
So that's what's going on with this whole situation. But D-Festa, so that's what was planned. But they're having an event here in LA.
Yes.
It's more so Orange County. I guess you could say LA just because LA is huge.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Just so everyone kind of has an idea of where it's going to be. It's going to be held at The Source, which is a shopping center in Orange County. We call it The Source OC, right?
Right.
Haley and I actually frequent there fairly often, maybe every couple months.
A lot of K-pop stores, Korean food. Korean food. It has like a good like food court and everything there.
There's a lot of stuff, and now you have even more reasons to come. It's going to be happening summer 2024, so this year. It seems like it's going to be
June, right? I think. June to August, I think.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, that's... I would count that as summer 2024.
Mm-hmm, it is.
I was going to say, though, I feel like they're slowly rolling out news about what exactly it's all about. It seems like there's going to be like a pop-up. There's a film, a movie.
Right.
There's like a lot of different things going on. I don't know exactly.
I'm like wondering if the movie is kind of like the concert.
It has to be.
Because I've not seen anything about that concert. Because you can buy it already. Like there's
if
a D-Festa like film that you can buy. So you can get the whole concert. But then I think, because I had seen previews of this D-Festa pop up when they had it in Seoul and Japan. I think it was last year. It basically looks like an exhibit and it has like all these different, it's not artwork, but then it's like photos of all of the artists and idols. And then you basically can just see them through the different eras, I guess.
It's kind of like, is it a little interactive too?
Maybe some interactive.
Well, we don't have details,
right?
Because you know, you can compare it to the Asia one. We don't know if that's going to be the same.
It might not even be the same.
So,
but then, like for the most part, like on their site for the US one, it does say that there's going to be like an exhibition, like an exhibit showcase for of all those groups.
They've probably taken up
a lot
like
of
part,
photos.
Like a big part of one of the floors of the shopping center. The Source OC is like an outdoor shopping center too, like a little plaza basically.
Yeah, I think they're already like setting up that area too for it to start construction.
So there, I mean, get ready for that, because yeah, that's what's going on for that. I wanted to talk about New Jeans, okay, but I think this is a good time for us to give us a break, because New Jeans does have a lot of stuff going on. I got a lot of news and there's even an event going on. But before that, everyone should probably take a quick restroom break, readjust like Haley's doing, moving around and doing yoga because on the chair, and get, you know, maybe drink some water, stay hydrated. And this is also where I remind you, you're still here tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday we have episodes of K-pop talk news updates and all that good stuff. And you can check us out pretty much on every streaming platform for podcasts. And Haley,
find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. So, are you okay? Is your leg going numb or something?
Oh, it has pins and needles, yeah.
Okay, so that's why Haley's doing this weird dance on the chair right now. But let's move on. New Jeans. I have a lot to talk about New Jeans. Yes, first and foremost, I love them. Second, there is a fan meet that will be happening at the Tokyo Dome. It's going to be Bunny's Camp, which is usually what they call like their fan meets.
Right, yeah.
It's going to be June 26th to June 27th. And I have a note here saying I hate it here because I am so jealous that they get to have a fan meet there. But I mean, it makes a little bit of sense because this is also when they will be having their Japan debut, their official JP debut. I'm surprised I didn't even realize it, but I guess they haven't yet, huh?
What?
Yeah, no, like have a Japanese single.
No, they don't have any Japanese
songs
yet.
I feel like a lot of groups do kind of gear towards having a JP single. Because, I mean, they probably do really well in Japan. I mean, we're talking about, like, groups, like, big and small.
Yeah, I mean, ZB1 just had their first Japanese single released in Japan.
I remember when Stacey had theirs. Mm-hmm. I remember Le Sserafim, Blackpink had it.
Obviously, Stray Kids has so many.
Obviously, Twice. Right. Twice is obvious. It's interesting to me, though, because like NewJeans has no Japanese members. Have you thought about that? Compared to all the groups we just said.
Stray Kids has no Japanese members.
Oh, shit, you're right. They're just weebs. They're just a bunch of weebs. They're honorary Japanese members, basically, all like half of them.
Neither does ZB1.
Oh, really? Oh, Chinese members. Okay. I retract my false statements. But yeah, so that's what's going on. And the freaking awesome part that Adore announced also is that New Jeans will be having comebacks. And I say that with an S because there's multiple comebacks, one in May and one in June. So, I mean, I'm super excited. The one in May, I think, is near the end of May, like May 24th. But both of them are going to be double singles. I think it's going to be like each of them like have a single. They're probably JP ones, too. I didn't look too much into it, but most likely if it's around the same time-ish. Some of them might be like Japanese. But at the same time, they're double singles with, I guess there's four tracks. Two of them are the actual singles. Mm-hmm. And then, like a lot of the groups do it these days, the other two are like the instrumentals of the two tracks, right? So that's what's going on. But also one of the biggest, most important news that Adore actually officially announced, along with all this, is a world tour.
Yes,
a New Jeans world tour. How many times do I need to say this? World tour. But the problem is, let's see. For 2024, I guess you could count this year as the save your money year, because apparently this world tour will be happening in 2025.
Which is fine, honestly, because I feel like you had so many groups this year already that you had to put money into.
What? It's just Twice.
What do you mean? We went to ITZY.
ITZY,
and who else?
I mean, KCON is the usual.
KCON. Wasn't there another girl group that we just saw?
Please tell me, because I can't think of it. I don't think I've seen any other girl groups. Last year and the past couple years have been crazier, I feel like, so far, because it's like watching Blackpink like three times.
But you have to remember, we're only in freaking March. You have the rest of the year still.
But now I know NewJeans is not going to be touring, but that doesn't mean La Seraphim is not, because we have no news about that.
Exactly.
And I hope they tour, and I'm going to be Barricade, and there goes my money again. So yeah, that's what's going on with NewJeans. I'm super excited. Glad that we have an actual date for the world tour, or not date, but year,
mm-hmm.
within the 12 months of 2025, right? So that's what's going on with that. While we're on NewJeans, time to keep going with this. So Danny has announced that she is the new Celine Global Ambassador. And don't forget, she's already with YSL also.
Mm-hmm.
So, and crazy enough, actually not crazy enough, it's easy to believe and see that this happens. A lot of K-Nets were already, they're ready to say something about that. A lot of them were kind of saying, oh, is Lisa being replaced? You know, because Lisa's under Celine.
Yeah.
All this nonsense talk, but, you know, with just nothing to back it up. Just, you know, kind of like to attack the other fandoms and all the artists.
Why would she replace her? I mean, there's multiple artists and idols that are on the same brand.
Exactly. And honestly, as like a Bunny Blink myself, like as multi-stans in general, this is stuff that we love. This is awesome because now Lisa and Danielle, there's a chance that they might be seated next to each other or doing something with each other at Fashion Week or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Mingyu and Lisa recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get all those cool crumbs. And then YSL is awesome because we've talked about Danielle and then possibly Rosé from Blackpink, right?
Yeah.
Rosé would be cool. I feel like Rose, it'd be interesting because seeing Rose and Danielle together plus with their accents,
mm-hmm.
talking English, that'd be awesome. Sign me up for that. So yeah, those kind of crumbs I look forward to and I pray for. So I'm super happy and excited with the decisions on those brands. And let's see, I guess this will be my transition into Blackpink, since we have talked about Lisa. Lisa is planning to have her own fan meet, because you remember she's under her own her own thing now.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called? La la la.
I don't
remember what it's called.
I only remember Blissu.
Me too. I was literally gonna say the only thing I remember is Blissu
because of Blissey.
Blissey and Jisoo. Mm. I do kind of remember Jennie's is Atelier.
Because
it's Atelier.
Yeah.
Why can't I remember Lisa's? La la something.
La 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 Lisa.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. But you know where we're going with that. But it's she's going to have a fan meet in Thailand, so in her motherland, right? That's gonna be really cool. May 6th and 7th. The fan meet is scheduled and sponsored by this company. Funny enough, it's called True Money. And in my head, I'm like, wonder what True Money is. Looked it up, and it makes more sense. It's almost like Southeast Asia's form of PayPal.
Mm.
They do e-payment services.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure she got paid pretty well to do this. Plus, you know, as an artist, being able to collaborate or work together and get paid very well with a company from your home country, probably, you know, is a nice little bonus incentive.
Yeah, I'm sure she's excited.
Oh yeah, of course. So that's pretty cool. So May 6th and May 7th, if you're going to, Haley, are you okay?
Yes.
What's going on? You're acting very strangely. You're like, what is going on? Can you tell me and the people what is going on?
I was looking for my eyelash. It fell out.
Why? Are you going to put it back on? Is that why you're looking for it?
No.
Okay. So, yeah. May 6th and 7th. So, if you're having a trip in Thailand, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Look, figure out how to sign up and go to this. Let's see. Oh, we're still in the realm of YG because the Black Label, who I guess is Rosé kind of under him. Under the Black Label for solo contract, or is it just YG? I'm not too sure.
I don't know actually.
But we know John Somi and some other stuff. Some other stuff, some other actors and some other idols,
some other things.
Musicians are under the Black Label. The interesting part is Black Label had just filed a trademark for a name of another upcoming girl group.
Yes, because we need more.
Yes, because apparently they don't believe in Baby Monster.
That's right.
what
the fuck?
So many believe. So it's spelled M-E-O-V-V. So it has
meow.
It looks like meow. Yeah, it does look like meow. It has this weird apostrophe thing on the E. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Meow?
But people think it's pronounced as move.
Move.
To me, it looks like meow. Because of the double V, it looks like a W.
Yeah.
Unless it's Myov.
Myov.
So there you go. So, but the plan is for them to debut the first half of this year already.
Excuse me, get out.
YG, what the fuck? YG, we took you forever to debut Baby Monster. And now you're going to push for this. Like, I don't know if I would bet on them actually debuting on time.
Yeah, I know. What
the fuck? I would not put money on that. So, but that's the news. I mean, for YG and the Black Label. Let's get to Juicy Talk. Some juicy, juicy talk with our juicy leader, Jihyo. So Twice, Jihyo is apparently dating Young Sunbin. If you're not familiar with him, he is an Olympic gold medalist for South Korea. And he has tons of workout videos on YouTube, which are freaking nuts.
He is also from Physical 100.
Oh, yeah. Show on Netflix. Physical 100. That's true.
On the first season.
Is jacked, yoked, and damn.
His biceps are like probably the size of my body. They're huge.
You want Changbin to put you in a chokehold, Haley, but guess what? This man will put Changbin in a chokehold instead.
He's freaking huge.
So he is a monster. Changbin probably has posters of this guy on his wall.
Or on his phone.
Maybe Seungmin. Not Seungmin. Mingyu might change his wallpaper.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I said Seungmin. That'd be very funny if Seungmin had a wallpaper of this guy. Yeah. But yeah, so he's yoked. If you haven't seen pictures of him, he's jacked, he's yoked, he's physically fit.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes more sense now why Jihyo has been like a fitness goddess. Freak. Like her like, yeah, she's like a fitness freak within the past year or so. Because I guess they have been dating already for like over a year.
Mm-hmm.
They've met through mutual friends. The news didn't drop till out of nowhere. It wasn't even dispatched. It was just like some random... I don't even know who dropped it.
Right, about I don't even know where it came from.
It literally just dropped out of nowhere.
From
it came
the
out.
Sky.
But it makes sense why she's like
more
into working out
now.
She's like super fit with, especially it seems like she's gotten more into it within the past year or so, and now it makes perfect sense.
Right, because they're like workout partners.
They're like gym bros.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, so they're gonna be going lifting weights. They probably have their own like trainers, training sessions at the gym. Then they can work on their cardio at night, huh? In the bed sheets.
Oh, okay.
Wink, wink. Hint. So, but yeah, I mean, there you go. That's the dating news that none of their agencies confirmed or denied. Which
I mean, they said basically like, this is private matters. We have nothing to say.
We wish them the best of luck.
Yeah. So, AKA, what does that mean? They're dating.
Exactly.
Because, like, if they are not, they straight up deny it. And we know that.
Oh, we've seen that plenty of times.
But they didn't deny it. So,
there's no denial. I mean, shit. That brings me to remember when Tay and Jenny.
Yeah, they never denied it.
It was not denied by the agency.
Same thing. Like, it's private matters.
I know there's some people that still think that's not real. Oh, I mean, you believe in what you want to believe, and I will as well.
If it wasn't real, they'd shut it down real fast.
So. Yeah, they would throw water into the fire really quick to take it out. Not even the fire. They would make sure it's like cut off right when it's like before it's a spark.
Right, yeah.
They'll grab the lighter or the match in your hand and crush your hand before you could even do anything with it. All right, enough with the analogies. We should move on because the next group we have is G-Idle. This is pretty cool and crazy enough that G-Idle has actually tied for girl groups, like the record with the most perfect all kills. We've talked about all kills in a previous episode, maybe like a year ago or something. It's like a great achievement. It's like when you like win all the different like shows during like a comeback and everything. So it's pretty cool and crazy. So they won perfect all kills for Fate. And this actually ties. I remember we talked about this. I've done it before. Like, you know, when we had this podcast, we've kind of talked about it. But the other group that is tied with them is Twice. And I feel like Twice probably achieved this, you know, before, like, we started this podcast, like, long time ago, probably, like, near, like, their debut years within the past, like, you know, after all that happened. But at the same time, G-Idle also joins Big Bang, Haley.
Big Bang!
As the only idol group to achieve a perfect all kill with 4 consecutive albums.
Wow.
That is insane to think that the last group that did it is Big Bang. Not even Twice or BTS has done this. Like it's kind of amazing. So there you go. It shows a lot about G-Idle. Also, Yuki has her solo scheduled debut near the end of April. So it's coming up already.
Yuchi?
Yuki Yuchi. I don't know. It should be Yuchi because of, you know.
Yeah, that, right.
But I still call her Yuki. I don't even know. I didn't even think about like whether or not it if it's correct
whatever,
or not.
Yeah.
So her solo songs will be out. I mean, she's had it before. Solo, she's had solo songs. But this is like going to be her first official solo promo. Mm-hmm. Like her promoting as a solo artist. So that's super exciting. And I can't wait for that. And I think this is another time, Haley, where we can breathe, take a break, readjust, cough, because you've been adjusting and moving around so much.
I have. A lot. My it's legs like, are like falling asleep the way that I'm sitting.
So I've been just
I
watching you as I'm talking, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
I sit cross-legged, but then it's just like, I don't know.
Cross-legged to cut your circulation.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is also where, if you didn't take a break yet, you should take a nice bathroom break, quick one. Get some water, stay hydrated, drink whatever you want. If you know, maybe you want juice,
water,
or milk. Oh yeah, water.
Water. Water.
Is that how you say it in Aussie language?
Yes.
Water. Water from the bubbler.
Oh,
is that
gosh,
correct?
Yeah.
Don't forget to tune in and check us out every Thursday. We are here on all streaming platforms. This is the Permission to Stand podcast. We also have some social media stuff that Haley will actually talk about really quickly.
We are on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, send us a DM on Instagram. And you can also find all our concert videos on both of those platforms.
Yes, this is true. We're still slowly uploading different ones from the most recent ones, like Twice, IVE. And we like posting like funny reels and K-pop related funny reels and information on our Instagram too. So if you check out our stories on that, yeah, you'll kind of be up to date with a lot of different things going on while also getting a nice snicker out of like all the funny stuff that probably you'll see.
Yeah.
You'll eventually
on
get
your
a,
algorithm.
You'll get a, eventually a group that you stan on there that has something going on. And I think with that said, it is BTS and Stray Kids time, Haley.
Yes, I don't have a lot of news for BTS, except Jin, he did post, and he has little candles that says 77, so 77 days until he comes back.
So he's counting down.
He is.
Not just us, it's him.
He's counting down.
He's, I don't know if that means he's excited to finally get out, or is 77 days till he has a new song for us?
No, super, no.
Super halibut. Because I remember that one episode from, is it BTS in the Soup where they were like catching halibut? Remember they had the freshwater tank?
Yeah, it was in the soup. Oh my God, I fucking remember that. So
he was
funny.
Catching, yeah, that was funny.
He was
funny.
Trying to like scoop him out of the tank.
I can't believe they gave him a fresh tank of like halibut fish.
He asked for it
and he was surprised.
Yeah.
He couldn't believe it. I remember him and like Jungkook
were cooking.
Prepping and getting it ready. So if you haven't watched BTS in the Soup, go ahead and do yourself a favor. It's a fun series to watch. Even 17 in the Soup is there too.
Mm-hmm.
They're not literally in a bowl of soup.
Yes. In the Soup, spelt with S-O-O-P, means forest. So basically they're in the forest. In a house.
Glamping.
not camping.
They're
or
not
anything.
Camping and literally thrown in a
they
forest
have a house.
For survival purposes. Haley,
they have a house.
They have
a mansion, actually.
Yeah, for the second season,
yes,
for sure.
For
they have
season.
Like 2 seasons, I think, for BTS in the Soup. So check that out, too. Yeah, back to Jin.
Yeah, so he did post and then he's counting down. So it's probably, I think, since then. I think it's 75 days till Jin comes back when this comes out.
75 when this comes out,
yeah.
Maybe 74,
yeah.
Whenever you listen to it, maybe with somewhere within
it's
the 70s.
It's coming up fast. Also, episode 1 of J-Hope's documentary is out now on Prime Video, Hope on the Street.
Ooh, good thing you have Amazon Prime.
I do.
We have it for other reasons, not just for videos.
No, it's mainly for shipping.
Shipping and just
two-day shipping.
2-day shipping, of course. Very important in this day and age. And it's just so much different things we can do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like Amazon Prime is getting more expensive too, right?
It is.
The price has been raising. When you first got it, do you remember kind of how much it was?
I think it was like 60. I feel like now it's like 140 or something ridiculous.
Over double.
Yeah.
Gone are the days. Inflation and everything's getting worse.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that's on Prime Video. Basically, the first episode, I think, is only like 25 minutes. It's going to be, I believe, an eight. Is it eight? Seven or eight episodes.
Oh, okay.
And then it's basically the first episode is showing where J-Hope started and how far he has come and what lies ahead. So it's like an introductory episode. We haven't watched it yet because it just came out today, actually. And then, yeah, he does talk about Boogaloo Kin, who is a choreographer.
The way you say it, are you like, it's, I don't know if like, you're just like trying to enunciate on slowly.
I'm making sure that I'm pronouncing it properly.
Boogaloo.
Boogaloo Kin.
But I don't, Boogaloo? The way that you're sounding it, who are you, Dory?
Yeah, talking to whales. Yeah, BTS have a whale, see? Anyway, yeah.
So does NMIX.
But BTS was first. Hello.
Oh, were they the first?
Yeah, to have a whale.
What about, okay, yeah, I have no other, I have no, I can't think
in
of a
K-pop
I
world?
Can't think of a K-pop comeback, mm-hmm. quick comeback for that.
So yeah, that's it for BTS. Moving on to Stray Kids. It was their sixth anniversary.
Stray Kids,
who? I can't believe that's already 6 years.
Damn.
I kind of wish that it was less because, like, it's getting there. Like, it's going to be 10 years.
Well,
it feels like. Still,
well, next year should be the last year of the contract, right? Seven?
Yeah.
It's always the the fateful 7 year contract.
Yeah, so they celebrated their sixth anniversary on March 25th.
Oh, boy, did they. I saw so much content by them.
Dude, they were like freaking spamming the shit out of their official Instagram page. And it was like one after the other. They were just like,
it's all chaos. It's just
freaking chaotic, honestly. It's all these like TikTok dance challenges and latest trends. So I was like, wow, they're actually like up to date with it. Good for them. But also, speaking of Instagram, the two last members of Stray Kids finally joined and have their own personal Instagram.
Oh, yes. What's this ship name? What? How come you're blanking out? Who are you? Are you okay?
What is that? Min?
Oh, my gosh, Haley.
I'm thinking of Minchan. My God, why can't I think of their name?
Of all the ships, this is one of the biggest ships in Stray Kids'
I can't
history.
Even think of it right now.
Oh, my.
Can you?
No, I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
All I'm thinking about is Minchan for some reason.
I'll give you Twice and I'll give you NewJeans ships. That's easy for me.
Anyway, so it's Han and Lino. I can't even think of their ship name for some reason.
Disappointing.
But anyway, so they're, I lost my thought process. Their Instagram names are pretty interesting. Lino's is T.Linosaurus because he has this ongoing thing with Tyrannosaurus Rex. And then also Reno is his English name. So, and then for Han, his is pretty cool, I guess. Han, it's Hana Dul Set Net, which is basically counting 1, 2, 3, 4 in Korean. And then, yeah.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Also, what else?
Are you okay?
No, because I feel like you're not paying attention. Yeah, you're something else.
I'm trying to look for your damn ship name that you don't remember.
What is it then?
I'm looking. Jesus.
Let me think for a second. I'll be able to think about it. So also, Felix has brought in $9.1 million in media impact value for his runway debut in Milan Fashion Week for LV. And this is actually the highest Paris Fashion Week has ever generated, all thanks to Felix, because he debuted on the runway.
That's surprising, mm-hmm. to be honest. So that's pretty wild to have, like, for it to date, like, to cause something like that. Because a lot of K-pop idols have been doing this, you know, for the past few years now. But for it to generate like that.
Oh,
big
no,
of
it's
a,
because he actually walked the runway. He's the first K-pop idol to
never
actually
mind.
Walk
I see what
the
you're
runway.
Saying. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like, there's no other one that has. And Felix is
actually
the first.
Right. No one else.
No one has. it's Felix. So that's probably why it had such like a huge impact and brought in all that money, because they're like, damn, I want to be wearing what like Felix was wearing on the runway for his debut. So like, yeah, he brought in a lot of, I think they call it MIV, media impact value, basically.
Interesting. Haley, since you were so distracted for some reason when I was just on my phone looking up the ship name.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but because anyways.
Because you're going on your basketball stuff and I'm like, oh, come on.
I am not. Did I not make a promise, a pact with you that I wouldn't look up fantasy basketball?
Yeah, okay. So what is their ship name? Well, I can't fucking remember.
So.
Wait, let me just think for a second.
Think of their names.
Minho. Oh, wait.
Jisung.
Yeah, Jisung.
And Minho. So what the hell do you think it is? Oh, Haley, come on.
Haley. Jisung.
Yes.
My God, I couldn't even fucking think of that for some reason.
Calm down. You're breaking the mic and the audio.
You know why? Because like so many of my friends have Lino and Bang Chan as their like bias and bias wrecker, or like double bias, and all I can think of is just like me sending them Min Chan stuff all the time. So that's why I couldn't even think of Han and Lino's freaking ship name. But well, yes,
Han Jisung.
Yeah, there we go. Also, one last thing here. Oh well, actually, I kind of skipped some stuff.
Oh, I wonder why.
Because you interrupted me with their freaking name.
I didn't interrupt anything.
And telling me, putting me on the spot. What's their name? What's their ship name? Arr.
Arr, yeah, I'm a pirate. Targ. So, give me the ship name or I take your doubloons.
He was holding a knife to my throat.
No, it's a hook. It's a hand hook to your throat. I am Captain New Jeans.
Okay, so for their 6th anniversary, they obviously did a live, like Stray Kids Live, which is also very, very chaotic. It's all up on YouTube, but it is not subbed. So we are...
Oh, when is it ever subbed?
They never subbed any of their anniversary stuff. So, like, usually there's fans, stays that actually do it. So maybe, like, in a month or so, it will be all subbed. Because I think it's, like, an hour and 30 minutes. Also, Bang Chan visited the Magic School pop-up shop this week, which we talked about last week. Lino did.
Can you imagine being at the cafe when one of the members shows up?
Ugh. Like, I've seen so many videos of Bang Chan and Lino at the shop, and I'm like, oh my God, they're so cute.
It's sadness. It's just sadness and depression, right? You're like, it's nice to see, but you're just fucking sad, right?
Because of the FOMO. There's no chance that we could even get that opportunity.
Yeah, that's why.
If we lived in Korea, then like, and I was able to go to the pop-up store, then maybe there's like a 1% chance I would be there at the same time Bang Chan is. But now there's like 0% chance.
This is the type of things why we always say like, I hate it here. Like, this is how you feel, your frustrations is me with like the freaking Tokyo Dome thing with New Jeans. It's like,
well, hello,
my God.
Like, how many freaking fan meets and stuff have I missed from Stray Kids because they're always in Korea? But then now, actually, speaking of
and
that,
Japan and China.
Well, Japan, they are having their first one, and it's going to be next month in April. They're going to be pretty much in Japan all of April doing like their fan meet and promotions.
They're happy about that.
Well, yeah, they love Japan. And Japan is like,
who
obviously.
Who doesn't?
I mean, Japan loves them. I love Japan. We love Japan. Like, I understand it. But then, damn, if only Stray Kids would just give us the same freaking pop-up store here in the US, like, I wouldn't complain as much, because then it's just like, just give us the merch and like the experience to take photos with the freaking Skazoo plushies and stuff like that, but they can't even do that for us. Oh, like, give us a cafe with the food.
There's no hope for Skazoo here. I really don't think so, but there's hope that there's possibly a pop-up one day. I mean, if Twice did it, because when Twice
did it, BTS did it.
But I'm talking about JYP, right?
I know, yeah.
So Twice did it, but they didn't have lovelies, right? So it's not like they're gonna be promoting like the cute
that
Skazoo
sucks.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But they did. They were here. And the cool part was, I remember like when they did all that, like the members came by randomly, even like helped check items out and gave out their PO, like the pre-order, but photo card like special stuff. Like, it's crazy.
I mean, yeah. So at least there's that. But then the thing is, like, I don't know why they don't think that Skazoo and Lovelies wouldn't do well here. I feel like all of the fans would go to the cafe.
We technically already buy the shit somehow. Like, we find a way. We third parties and
exactly
like resales. That's how we do it. But it sucks because, yeah, you're right.
People even fly out to Korea and Japan just to go to these things. Like, so if you bring it here, like, I'm pretty sure it would sell out.
Well, one thing would probably be because of, I don't know, the 12 to 14 hour flight.
Bringing all those kazoos.
I mean, like, you know, the members for like fan events, fan calls. It's like super hard because it's so far away. Like a flight from Korea to Japan is like an hour, but the thing not is less. That
they can come here for concerts constantly. How come they can't do a freaking fan meet?
They should honestly just have the fan meet when they're having the concerts.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, when they have like the send-offs, like I said, the Blackpink one was the closest thing that we ever had to something of a fan meet.
But
right?
The thing is, like, they fly
but not
here,
like a full-on fan meet that we are used to seeing, like, you know, where they sit down, right, talk to fans, communicate, like they're sitting. Like, I wish.
But then the thing is, like, they fly out here even to just shoot music videos. It's like, if they can do that, they can come for, like, a couple of days to do, like, these fan meets that they do in Korea and Japan. I know I'm probably asking for too much, but then it's just like, damn.
They probably just don't trust us. To be honest, like, if you think
I'm not
about
talking
it.
About the fan meets where you sit down and like in front of the tables and stuff. I'm talking about the ones where they do like the performances. And then they remember for Stray Kids last year, they had the Skazoos come out on stage with them and dance.
Which
with them
is
stuff.
Almost like a showcase.
Yeah, showcase, basically. So why can't they do that here, too? Because like I feel like international fans make up a huge chunk of their sales, too.
Yeah, they do get paid more like when they travel, too, like tours and everything.
I don't know. I don't know if there will ever be a time where K-pop will actually have fan meets here.
Maybe.
Like proper fan meets.
Maybe not yet, but perhaps the future is coming because, I mean, we're talking in a K-pop podcast.
Right.
And because of the pandemic, just K-pop stonks have skyrocketed.
I mean, yeah,
everyone's getting really into it.
I mean, fan calls, video fan calls didn't exist before the pandemic because, like, they had to find out a way to have the K-pop idols interact with fans. But then because of the shutdown, like, so they're like, oh, let's do video fan calls. And so now that's a thing. And that came out of the pandemic.
And at least it allowed for international fans, you know, the opportunity.
But then at the same time, it sucks because the same people keep winning it because it's all those rich people.
Of course. Got the money, baby. That's part of it. That's part of the game.
Yep.
So there you go. Start a business and win the lotto and you'll be showered in fan calls with Stray Kids.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll just go to their concert instead.
I'm you can do that too.
Spend thousands of dollars on a fan call.
Unless
I'm a millionaire. Then I would just buy Stray Kids out.
At this point, that's like, I don't know if we could afford. You probably
buy them out, but then maybe like invite them to our wedding or something.
Gotta be a billionaire for that.
Yeah.
So help fund our billionaire ticket for hopefully winning like the Powerball, the lotto. Yeah. So I think we're at the point where like, yeah, we're done.
Yes. Min-sung. I can't believe I freaking forgot about Min-sung. I'm so sorry.
Has gone long enough. Mm. Yes, I'm Captain Min-sung and I'm going to end this podcast right here. So thank you everyone for joining us again on the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available pretty much on all streaming platforms. Don't forget to give us a like, rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell. All of that helps. It goes a long way. And you can also check us out on our social media stuff where you can keep in touch with us, see some funny reels, and also chat with us, too. Where can they find it?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And we also have a TikTok under the same name.
Currently, they have stuff.
Currently, there's videos.
There you go, Haley. Thank you, Haley, for continuing. Go.
Of our concert experiences. Yes. Currently, they're all girl groups because I haven't seen any boy groups this year.
You still have a ton of other stuff that you could post. Mm-hmm. You know you have tons of Stray Kids in your pocket,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, I'm gatekeeping those forever.
Oh, you're a gatekeeper.
I'm not. I'm just fucking lazy.
Okay. Yeah, that's as you can tell.
I don't gatekeep. I'm just lazy.
As you can tell, a lot of them recently have been posts from me. So you're welcome, world. So thank you, everyone, for joining us, as always. And till the next episode, please, everyone, take care, stay safe, and as always... Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.